Hey, it's Eric G. Around the House is sponsored by Baldwin Hardware. For 75 years, Baldwin Hardware has been known for its first-class quality and craftsmanship in door and cabinetry hardware. As an alumnus of the Baldwin Hardware Design Council, I can say I have seen the details and quality from design to the finished product. If you're looking for a new style and old-world craftsmanship, I can tell you there is only one Baldwin Hardware. Check out what would look great in your home at baldwinhardware.com.
Hey friends, welcome back to Around the House with Eric G. This is hour one where we sit here and really just talk about home improvement. This is where you join in the conversation because we're here to help you get through all those honeydew projects. I don't care if you're working out on the fence, out in the backyard, or you're trying to fix that front door, or trying to worry about where the ants are coming from, or geez, maybe even how that toilet's not working right. We're here to help you through all that. And so I want to give you the numbers here in the studio. We got an exciting show today, but I don't care what the subject is we're talking about. We still will put you to the front of the line and we'll talk about what you have to talk about. As long as it's about home improvement. 503-417-9595. Numbers here in the studio, 503-417-9595. I'm not going to confuse you with all the toll-free numbers today because I know everybody's calling on a cell phone anyway. So we're not going to jump into all those numbers. We're going to try to keep it simple. Welcome back, Dane.
Hey, hey.
It's been nice having you in here today. It's good. It's good.
It's Saturday, my favorite day of the week.
Exactly. So both of us are in the studio today. We're going to have a good time. We're going to talk about a couple things today. One of them is going to be getting ready for an earthquake, storm, maybe even the volcano, who knows, but getting ready for storm prep. And then in hour two, I want you to stick around because we're going to talk about keeping that home quiet. You know, maybe you're by a railroad track. Maybe you got some crazy loud neighbors. Maybe you got the frat house next door and you're going to make a movie about it. I don't know.
Or the kid wants to buy or kid wants to get a drum set.
Exactly. Or like us, maybe you want to put a studio in the house and get the outside noise from coming in. We're going to talk about how sound is measured as well as kind of the secrets of the products out there. There are some great products that really cut sound down. So if you're doing a remodel, this is one of those things that can come in. Wouldn't it be nice, you know, when you're spouse, significant other, who else maybe is jumping in the bathroom to go take a shower and maybe they work early or late and you can make that room soundproof so you don't hear them in the bathroom.
I was going to say, one of my old roommates, the hairdryer was his alarm clock every morning when his wife was getting ready for work. Yep. So it'd be a good thing to soundproof that. You can sleep in a little bit.
Sleep in a little bit. So, or maybe you got that railroad track that comes through that you can hear the, you know, that's, you know, a mile away that still wakes you up, or maybe you're a night sleeper or a day sleeper and you want to keep the house quiet. So we're going to dive into some of those things today. But one thing I wanted to start out with, I wanted to thank in the Tri-Cities, Griggs Ace Hardware. I love these guys. They just re-up as a sponsor of Around the House on 610 KONA. I just wanted to say thank you. And, you know, it's people like that that are sponsored to the show. This is not an infomercial. So we don't have a big sponsor that's paying for us to do one big hour, 2 hour long commercial. This is an actual radio show. We're the only one in the Northwest here that is a syndicated, non-infomercial show. So, we're the only holdout out there and we like to keep it that way. So
no plans of changing yet.
No, not at all. So thanks to Griggs Ace Hardware and those guys. They just had in the Tri-Cities last week. I think we were preempted for the, unlimited hydroplane racing up there that I grew up watching.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah. They had their own hydroplane this year, the, U3 Griggs, and, maybe next year we'll go up there and watch that thing from there. And I know we'd have to do a best of show or something, but it'd be kind of fun to go up there and
be cool to check that out.
Yeah, maybe a road trip for next year. So, all right, thanks to Griggs Ace Hardware. Love those guys. Well, let's dive into the show a little bit here. We want to get your calls, 503-417-9595. That's 503-417-9595. And a lot about what we're going to talk about here today is going to be up on Facebook. So if you just go into your Facebook, into that little white search bar up there, and type in at ATHKXL, that'll get you to the Around the House Facebook page. Then, after you do that, go over and look at our Around the House Nation closed group, so you can share those big projects and photos in a nice, fun, friendly environment. And if you're a little bit shy and you don't want to, well, call into a radio show and have a bunch of people listen to you, that's okay. ATH@KXL.com. And of course, everything else you'll find is going to be on our Facebook page Around the House with Eric G. So, well, hey, let's talk about my video I did this week for Morgan Day, Oregon, which was getting ready for, well, that big event, and it could be a windstorm even. I mean, I had this, I was living up in Gig Harbor 12, 15 years ago, and they had the big windstorm come through. We didn't have power for 5 days. My house, all electric. Didn't have a gas appliance, didn't have the gas in the street out front. So that was an eye-opening experience for me, that five and a half days with no power. So I was cooking on the barbecue. I was trying to burn through all the things because it was November at least. So it was a little cool, but cool enough that the house got really cool. And then, you know, I had the stuff. I'd just gotten stuff for Thanksgiving. So I had a Costco run in the freezer that I in the fridge that I'd pretty much lost. We went through trying to burn and cook that stuff up as best we can. So I was not well prepared for that like I am now. That was a lesson learned. So are you ready for something like that to happen? So one of the things that I say that it's kind of the biggest on the list to dive down that you really need to go for, because I say grab a list. Now, you can grab a list from a bunch of different places. You can go to the Red Cross. You can go to FEMA. I make fun of FEMA's a little bit on my more segment at the end if you watch it, because one of the things they suggest you get is traveler's checks. And I said, when was the last time? That's the hardest thing you're probably going to have to look for is a traveler's check. I don't even know where to get one of those things if they even do them anymore.
No, not that I know of. Yeah. Maybe at like a Plaid Pantry or something, like a Fred Meyer's.
Fred Meyer, go to your bank. I don't know. I don't know. But, you know, I don't know when the last, I don't know who would take them anymore.
I've never used one, to be completely honest.
It's been 20 years for me. You know, it was traveling maybe 30 years ago. It was a long time. We'll put it that. So, but here's the thing. Have a plan. Just have a basic plan.
It's the most important thing.
Yeah. Make sure you know what you got and how do you get to it? You know, make sure you have things, whatever you come up with a list, put it in a safe spot. Maybe, you know, places that are strong are around staircases in your home. There's a lot of framing and stuff around there. So staircases are really great places that are fairly well framed. So you can stick it underneath the stairs. Might be a good place to put some of that stuff because it's usually in the middle of the house. And so if you have an earthquake, that's a more likely to withstand the earthquake, you know, versus just out on a shelf in the garage that might be hard to get to. Because if we have a big earthquake, maybe that garage door is not going to open, and now you're going to have to go through the garage door to get in there. So make sure it's in an open, accessible place to get it, because the worst thing is if you got to hack a hole in the side of the house to get your provisions.
You don't want to make it even harder or put more work on yourself, especially in the middle of a catastrophic event such as...
Exactly. So the next thing I would say is the most important outside of the plan is to know how to shut off your utilities. Know how to shut off the electrical. Know how to shut off the gas and the water. Now, if you don't have a bunch of tools hanging around, what I would do is go down to your local Ace Hardware store, pick up a gas shutoff tool, get some exterior zip ties, zip tie it to your meter. That way you're never searching for that tool going, where's my pliers? Where's this? Already, if you're shutting it off, you've already got a problem. So you want to have it right there. And so that way you can take that, go in there and shut it off. You can do it from the outside of the home. You're not having to get inside. You can do it all right there. And then just make sure you know how to shut your water off at the street. Do you have a key? Keep it where you know where it is that's easy to get to. So know how to do that, because if you've got a water leak or you've got potential, you know, let's say a part of your house collapsed, you want to shut the power off. You know, shut all the power off to that area or the whole house. Maybe you just kick the whole breaker and then start to explore it. The other thing is water, because if you've got a contaminated water supply, and here's a tip, and this is going to be depending on what you've got going. If you are sitting there in your house and you've got a major earthquake, and even if you don't have any leaks, you can shut that off. And now you've shut your water off from the water supply that could be contaminated. Now the water in your water heater is good. You've got a water supply, so it's something to do. When we come back, we're going to take all your calls at 503-417-9595 just as soon as Around the House returns. Welcome back to Around the House with Eric G. This is where we talk home improvement. If you're just joining us, I want to have you join in the conversation at 503-417-9595. That's 503-417-9595. I don't care if you're listening anywhere in the country, good number to call in at. So, hey, we've been talking about being ready and being prepared for, well, big earthquake, big storm, I don't know, maybe riding downtown like today. Who knows what's going to happen out there? So you got to be prepared for this stuff. So we've been talking about that. And I do want to say, though, that this segment is brought to you by Western Construction Systems. Need a solution for your foundation repair or restoration problems? For a free assessment, contact Western Construction Systems. The integrity of your foundation is their specialty. Guaranteed. CCB number 94222. So we've been talking about some of the things last segment we were talking about, coming up with a plan, you know, how to learn to shut off your utilities. Those are two big ones. Now let's jump into the next one, water filtration. Now this is a big deal. You kind of have two choices here. You can either stack up the big jugs of water because you're going to go through more water than what you think. If you have a contaminated water supply, look at Salem, what they were dealing with down there here recently. You know, they had the algae in the water, and it was not drinkable for a certain segment of people down there.
For multiple weeks.
Yes. So, here's the thing, and let's be honest here. This is not a political statement, but if you think the government's going to come in here and get everybody in the city of Portland drinking water in 2 days, I would bet on that. It's going to take a bunch of time.
And you're going to want to be prepared in the meantime until they get here.
And if you think that they are going to do that for you, think about going to the DMV. That's like saying, hey, I'm going to go to the DMV and get a new license, and I'm going to be in and out in 10 minutes. Not going to happen, guys. It's not. So you need to be prepared for that. I would plan for maybe 5 days that you could go travel to find water. That's probably what you need to shoot for. So I kind of made a personal choice. I don't want to stack up a whole warehouse full of water in my house. I have some ponds and some stuff. I'm in a pretty wet area. So I decided to go get a water filtration unit that I can go carry some buckets of water back and filter the water myself. So that way I can clean it. I can make sure I've got clean water and I don't have to store a ton of water.
My question about that is, so how much does it hold and how long does it take to go through and completely purify? Because so, I'm trying to think of a family, you know, if you're trying to get water for a family of four, is this feasible?
So I went with the company. There's a couple big companies out there. There's Berkey, there's Pro-Pur. I went with the Pro-Pur system. I liked it a little bit better because it filters water quicker than what the Berkey does. And to be honest, I think it does a better job. So if you go looking through this, this here actually holds, it's really cool, actually. So I got this. It's small. It's not that big. It's not like, that's the other thing, too, I liked about it. The Berkey filter, since it takes longer, you have to, it takes a little bit more time to let water go through. So it's almost the size of one of the big ones. It's almost like stacking 2 5-gallon buckets up on your countertop.
Oh, wow.
It's big. This one's a lot smaller. This is kind of like, two small coffee makers stacked on top of each other. A lot smaller unit. So this thing here, it'll, you can put a ton of water through it. And that's what I like about it. It's stainless steel, so you don't have to worry about it getting, you know, weird plastic or anything like that. It's just a whole stainless steel unit. And I can go grab pond water, pour it in there. It could have radiological elements in it that'll take out. So if we had some kind of Hanford disaster up there that was coming down the Columbia, I'm still good.
This is fallout proof.
This is fallout proof. So, you know, it's pretty cool. So it goes through and there's a ton of stuff through these filters, but it'll take out all the stuff from the algaes and all the crazy stuff. So your water filtration is awesome. That is your key right there. You're either going to have a lot of water or you're going to have filtration stuff because the rest of it doesn't really matter if you don't have water. So anyway, I went with this system. It's awesome. It'll run a ton of water through there. It'll run a family of four, no problem. And that's, for me, all I need to worry about. Mm-hmm. Yeah. By the way, when you're thinking about all this stuff, if you got two dogs like I do, you got a family of four and two dogs.
Basically a family of six.
Yeah. So you better have food for the dogs, too, planned into this whole thing if you've got pets, because otherwise you're going to be using up some of your food for this. So that's a good way to go. Do you have water filtration in your house? And I'm not talking the one in your refrigerator because that doesn't count. Those are the little tiny ones. You need to have something serious that'll take out bad problems out of water because it could get, you could have a sewer line contaminate the water system. It happens out there. So watch out for that. 503-417-9595. 503-417-9595. If you've got some of your own tips on this stuff or what you do, feel free to call in. So 503-417-9595. So when you're talking this, you know, have this again in a nice protected area. Now, after I got that ProPer filter, and I did this for the segment, I thought, okay, there's two schools of thought when you're dealing with food. You can load up the big pantry and have all your food for everybody. They say, if you look, FEMA says 3 days. I don't trust FEMA. Sorry. Sorry, guys. Don't trust the government on that one. I think it's going to take a lot longer to get food in if we had something like that. So you need to have, you know, probably a week's worth of food.
I'd shoot for a week.
Per person, a week. Now, if you're really good about this, and I'll be honest, I'm not. I'm not good at keeping the pantry totally
full of non-perishables and good. All that.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I'm not. I mean, if I go out to Costco and buy a couple big bags of rice and stuff like that, I'm not burning through rice out of the big bag. I'm not. So it's not going to go good. So for me, you know, I ended up going with using Mountain House, which is a local Northwest company, and freeze-dried food. Guess what? They got a taste guarantee of 30 years.
Wow.
So I can put it in the box, keep it on the shelf, and not worry about it.
And always know it'll be there if you need
it. It's there. So you keep that there, you're good to go. And so you have a freeze-dried option. Well, now here's the other thing. Now, after you got the food dialed in, you got to start worrying about a little bit about how you're going to cook. You got a fridge full of stuff if it made it through it. You're going to have to burn through that first. So now what are you going to do for cook? If you don't have electricity,
you don't have
an electric stove. And if you've got a gas range, there might be some safety devices on that. That means it's not going to start anyway without electricity. So you got to be careful of that. So for me personally, I love to barbecue. So I've got barbecues. I have a gas barbecue and a couple tanks. And I've also got a charcoal with, you know, a couple bags of charcoal to do that with. So now I've got probably a week's worth of stuff because I'll be honest, I can also go around and grab scrap wood and things like that if it was clean and throw that in there as well and kind of supplement that. I've also got, as a third option outside, I've got about a quart of wood out there for a fireplace, for my inside fireplace. And then I've got the outside fire pit. Well, when I bought the outside fire pit for my backyard, I brought the state park style that has the swing across grate so I can cook on it.
Oh, nice.
Now I can do something with that. So there's a third cooking option. So it gives you a ton of ways to do it. And if you want to do some out back, you can have some fun with it. All right, 503-417-9595. Join in the conversation. Around the House, back after these important messages. Welcome back to Around the House with Eric G. Man, we got the right song going. Thanks, Jeff.
I love this song.
I do. This is always a classic on Around the House. We've been using this one, since Bob was here.
Yeah, so he used to dance in the studio to it.
Yep, exactly. So, good times. Well, hey, welcome back. We're going to be talking home improvement today for the next hour and a half like we always do. But we want you to join the conversation, 503-417-9595. And that's 503-417-9595. And the segment of Around the House is brought to you by Dare Homes, building quality custom homes throughout the Pacific Northwest for nearly 50 years. Find a design center near you at adarehomes.com. And their CCB number is this little tiny one called 593. One of the original contractors here.
They've been around forever.
Exactly. Usually you see like 6-digit ones here. So, hey, let's run out here. Caller always jumps to the front of the line here. All right, William in Roseburg, welcome to Around the House.
Is this Eric?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Eric. Yeah, I just caught the tail end of your water filtration system segment. My question is, for long-term storage, what do you do? Lars Larson said 8 tablespoons to a gallon of chlorine to a gallon of water. What would you say in that regard for long-term water storage?
You know, when you're getting into that long-term water storage, if you're doing it, are you talking about basically filling up jugs yourself? Or are you talking more of the sealed ones that you get the water jugs from the water company?
No, water that we fill up ourselves.
Okay. Yeah, you're going to have to chlorinate it. Otherwise, you're going to have a mess going there. So you're going to have to do, I think that out of memory, I'd have to look it up here again and dive into it. But I think that the Red Cross says you have to put that in there. I think it's the 8 per gallon. And I can
tablespoons.
Yep, I believe so. I've got Dane looking it up right now just to make sure that that's correct. But yeah, if you're going to store it that way, that's what you want to do.
Yeah, it's an eighth teaspoon of bleach per gallon of
water.
There
we go.
Oh, it's 8 teaspoons.
No, 1/8 of a teaspoon.
Oh, okay, one more time.
1/8 of a teaspoon.
Per gallon of water.
Of bleach per gallon of water.
And then you're going to let it sit and stand for 30 minutes.
Well, if it's going to be stored for a long time, what do you mean stored or stand it for 30 minutes?
Well, they're saying before you use it, you want to, before you use that, that's how you want to do it.
Oh, of course. Okay. In that regard, how long can you store it?
You know, that's the hard part, because it's going to come down to conditions of what you've got. You know, if you've got it in a sealed container and you're going to treat it with bleach before you use it, you can store it for a long time. But it's depending on how clean the water is that's going in there. It's going to talk about the, you know, how warm it is. If you've got it in a cool space with no sunlight, I think you're going to have multiple problems.
Let's assume the worst. Non-sealed and it gets hot.
I wouldn't store it there I wouldn't store it there very long. I'd probably swap that out every 6 months or so, because you're going to be able to go through before you get stuff growing in it. And if you don't know how clean a water you're putting in there,
right,
without having a filtration unit to put it through, I would play it on the safe side.
Okay. And if I used your filtration system, the Pro-Per you were saying?
Yeah.
In that regard, how long would it?
You can store it there indefinitely, because you're going to filter out anything that ends up growing in that.
Oh.
You're going to filter it out anyway. So if you've got that, that's the beauty of the water filtration that I like, is you don't have to mess with it at all. You could store nasty pond water in jugs out there, and it's still going to run it through there.
That's obviously the way we're going to go.
That's how I would do it. And in a few weeks here, I'm going to put on the I've got to know the president of Pro-Per. I'm going to bring him on to talk about water filtration here in the next month or so. I'm waiting to hear back on his schedule. So we'll have a more in-depth conversation about water filtration in the future.
Okay, Eric. Well, I appreciate the info.
All right.
Oh
yes.
Ballpark. How expensive is the Pro-Per filtration?
The one I got, they've got different models. The one I have, which is the bigger one, is about $250. Okay. But it's a nice one.
Okay, great. All right. I appreciate your time.
All right. Thanks for calling in, man. Thanks for listening to Around the House. Great call.
Really good.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting. I don't want to misquote on the radio. Thanks for diving in on that, because I'm like, man, is that an eighth of a teaspoon or tablespoon? Mm-hmm. And because I'm not storing water that way, it's not a number that I got on the top of my head.
Yeah.
But that's the thing. When you're talking about water filtration and storing it, you just need to come up with a plan, and he's working on his plan right now, and that's awesome. You know, I've got a couple different water sources, and like I said, if you have an earthquake or a storm or something like that where you're worried about the water your water system being contaminated, if you do run out and turn that water off right after the event, you've now protected the water system inside your home. So now that you know you've got maybe a 50-gallon water heater that is filled with clean water, that's a big storage device.
Mm-hmm.
You've got a couple toilets and they're older ones. You might have a few gallons in the tank there. So now all of a sudden you've got, you know, things starting to come up like that where you've got water filled. If you've got a windstorm coming in and you're worried about some, you know, planned disaster, or maybe you're listening to the show and you've got a hurricane coming, maybe you fill up those bathtubs. Now, if you've got a water filter, doesn't matter if you clean the bathtub beforehand. Guess what? You've got another water supply. So there's ways to do that, and just to be prepared. And you're just that much farther ahead than everybody else.
Well, and $250 really isn't bad to get ahead of the game, and knowing that you can get water that's not going to go bad. Because if you do the bleach or the chlorination, could go bad in 6 months.
Yeah, and now you're trying to figure that out. You're like, oh, did I hope I didn't get in? That bleach doesn't cure the algae problem if you've got algae growing in there or something. So that's the thing. So you can really work through that. And as long as you've got the water source, you just got to plan ahead for this stuff. So water's the biggest thing. If you had to focus on one thing to start out with, focus on the water, because that's going to be the one that's going to take you down first on that. Then start worrying about the food, because that's the important part. One thing I do want to talk about before we go out to break here too, and we're going to talk about this at the end as well, is I wouldn't be going around your neighborhood talking about got to be a little safe about this. I wouldn't be going around talking about that you are perfectly 100% set up, that you've got all the food. I got. Don't be bragging about this to your neighbors. Don't go out and put this on your on your neighborhood blog of your Nextdoor app. Because guess what? When these people aren't prepared, whose door are they knocking on?
Everybody's coming to your
house. Everybody's coming to your house for the barbecue. So you might want to keep this one under wraps just a little bit, because if you've got some people that are desperate out there, desperate people do crazy things. And if they're day four and five and not having water and food and they know you got it, there's a chance they're coming for you. So we don't want to look like the Purge here, but guess what? Weird things can happen out there and crazy things happen. So I wouldn't be social media, your perfect preparation for all this stuff. Just kind of keep it on the chill side, because it's probably going to keep you a little bit safer.
Yeah. you don't want to be like, I've got this big water filtration system.
I got all this stuff. So what do? I go do a TV segment on it. So, you know.
So I'm coming to Eric's house.
Yep. So no bragging, and don't go knocking on my door, because I'm not answering. So anyway, good times. When we come back here, we're going to dive into more of this being prepared and take all your calls at 503-417-9595 just as soon as Around the House returns. We gonna do things that can't be done. We got a long way to go and a short time to get there. Welcome back to Around the House. Getting ready to wrap up hour number one here in our last segment. Want to get your calls here in the studio at 503-417-9595. That's 503-417-9595. Got the calls coming in. And make sure you like our Facebook page, Around the House with Eric G, because I'm going to post up a bunch of stuff here during the show and after the show ends. You'll see a lot of these products and tips that I'm talking about, as well as this show goes all week long with different stuff. Sorry I didn't get my midweek podcast up this week. I was on vacation, so no midweek rant for me. But there will be one this week, so stay tuned for that, and that'll show up on anywhere you hear your podcasts out there. It'll be up there, and then, of course, we'll notify you on Facebook as well. Hey, let's run out here to a bunch of calls we got coming in. Let's talk to Scott in Portland. Welcome to Around the House.
Hi, how are you doing today?
Good, man. What can I help you with today?
Well, I am a first-time caller. I appreciate your show and all the information you give out to everybody.
Thanks, man.
I'm also a prepper, as we call them, and I definitely agree with all the water stuff. I keep all my old juice jugs and rinse them out and just keep as much water as I can, gallons and gallons of it, because I figure if I don't drink it, I can use it to barter with, which brings me to my question. Do you recommend keeping money around your house in case of, you know, a power outage, because you won't be able to use the ATMs? I was just wondering, what do you think of keeping, you know, a small amount of, you know, $5 and $10 bills stashed away? Is that something you would recommend?
Absolutely. I think you should have a fair amount of cash around, because you're right. It could be, you know, 7 to 14 days before you're able to get into any kind of an ATM or something like that. Now, you've got, depending on, you know, some of the grocery stores and stuff have generators, but that's assuming that they're running on natural gas and they've got stuff going there. So, yeah, you need to have that smaller denomination cash. I would, this is, again, part of the thing, I would have a nice fireproof safe to put your belongings in, and I mean a good one, you know, and something that's going to hold through a fire or anything else, but I'd have some cash put away in there.
Yeah, that sounds great. I'm going to start trying to do that. I think that'll be important.
And I think it's going to be one of those things where you maybe need to buy gasoline, or you're bartering out with other people out there, you know, that for a generator or getting your car around. I think having that cash is going to be a key, because I think people will figure out how to get the gas out of the ground. If we've got a huge thing, it's going to be having the cash to buy it and to be able to get it.
Right. Yeah. So I figured you won't be able to depend on the ATMs, that's for sure.
No, I learned this when I was in, and this was a long time ago, but this was about a decade ago. I was in the big Nisqually earthquake up in Seattle. Our cell phones didn't work for 2 days. It was rare that they worked. In the first 6 hours, the phone lines were jammed, so you couldn't even get on your phone. Well, guess what? Yeah. If you've got the wireless services out there down, and some of these ATMs either work on wired or wireless services, that's going to be down as well. So there's no way to, for an ATM, even if it had power, to communicate to the bank. So you're going to be running out of cash for a few days at least.
I bet even if they were working, they're going to be so crowded that the ATM will just run out of money.
Yep. So absolutely. So it's good. I mean, it's always just a good safety thing to be running around with a few hundred bucks in your wallet just as just in case. It's always good to have a little bit of cash on hand.
Right. Great. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Thanks for listening, Scott. Thanks for calling in to Around the House. Let's run out here quickly to Greg in Longview. Welcome to Around the House.
Oh, thank you very much. I just came across you accidentally, and this has been a fabulous show today. So,
hey, thanks.
I'm going to become a regular listener. I called in for a couple of reasons. There's some things that I've noticed. I've been through the Nisqually of Quick, like you said, as well as I've been through some friends, family, and myself had a house fire. There's been several things going on that little things people don't think about that really I thought I'd bring up to you. And I have a special needs child.
There you go.
That you really need to, or your listeners, if they could, pay attention to the disorientation if there was a fire or if there was a storm or a power outage on your special needs child. The amount of children with autism and children with special needs of all sorts are becoming, unfortunately, much more prevalent. Mm-hmm. And people forget the disorientation that they have. So if you have a second floor house and they need to get out of the house, that's going to become a much bigger challenge than you ever thought of.
Very true. Very true. And I don't care who you are out there. If you're any kind of a social person out there, you know of a friend that's got a special needs child because there's just that many out there. So that's a great one to consider.
Something that that I found, I saw one situation where they tried to get a 7-year-old special needs out of a house with a ladder. It ended up there. Yeah, exactly. Ended up that the kid got extremely disoriented, became combative, and they fell. Luckily, nobody was major hurt, just minor stuff. So then we came up with an idea, and we got some large knapsack garbage bag, not garbage bags. I'm sorry, large knapsack laundry bag type things that can breathe, etc. And any toddlers, pets, special needs children that could fit in them, lower them down with a rope. They can't get out of the bag. If they flail or become disoriented, that's okay, but they're safely getting to the ground.
Greg, that is some brilliant tips right there. That is a great idea because that ends up people from getting hurt. It ends up people from getting hurt on the ground trying to catch kids, and it's never an optimal situation to have kids falling out. And thanks for calling into the show, man. I really appreciate you listening.
Very good. I do have a couple more if you have time. But
I wish I did. We're going to run out to break here in just a second. So I appreciate you calling in, man. Great call.
Awesome call.
Great call. So here's the thing. When we are, we're going to come back into the next hour. We're going to talk a little bit more about this when Around the House returns.
We have some exciting news about the Around the House podcast. Do you want to be an Around the House insider? Our premium membership gives you early access to the weekend podcast, exclusive access to our back catalog of shows, special email access to me, Eric G., with your own home improvement questions with a priority email address, plus exclusive new shows and extended content. Click down into the podcast show notes for the link to the Around the House Insider membership for less than the price of a beer at happy hour. Join me for this limited amount of exclusive members. And thanks for listening to Around the House.